It's Monday, July 2nd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. According to the Associated Press, President Donald Trump is enjoying quite a hot streak. A Supreme Court vacancy just fell in his lap, offering a chance to shape the court for decades. The current court handed him 2 favorable rulings in a single week, and there's a Russia summit on the horizon, promising headlines for a week or more. President Trump says he's cut his Supreme Court shortlist down to 5 candidates, including 2 women, and will announce his nominee on Monday, July 9th, reports the Daily Mail. According to a White House aide, Trump is mostly interested in appointing someone young so the new conservative justice can shape the court for at least a quarter century. Appearing on Fox News, Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas compared the Supreme Court Dred Scott decision of 1857 with the Roe v. Wade decision of 1973.
You know, in 1857, the Dred Scott decision said African Americans were nothing but property to be bought and sold. And thankfully, that was overturned. Well, Roe v. Wade is really the Dred Scott decision of the 20th century. It said children in the womb were not people. They were just biological blobs with no rights. I think you're going to see that overturned. And this is what a conservative court does. In a liberal court, the liberal court creates imaginary rights for some people while erasing real rights of other people. There is no right to abortion in the Constitution, but there is a right to life.
Jeffress is confident that President Trump's nomination of a conservative to the Supreme Court will ensure that Roe v. Wade is overturned.
And look, I've talked to the president not long ago. He's a smart guy. He knows the number one reason evangelicals voted for him in the largest margin in history was because of his commitment to a conservative judiciary. And we also talked about that the reason evangelicals continue to support him at a 75% approval rate is because he's fulfilling those promises. Not just at the Supreme Court level, but at the federal court level as well.
Jeffress has been dazzled by Trump.
I've spent this year saying I believe President Trump is the most consequential president since Ronald Reagan. But I'm changing that tonight. I believe he will be seen as the most consequential president since Abraham Lincoln. This remaking the judiciary is going to shift the direction of our country dramatically. It's going to cement his legacy as a conservative, and I believe it will ensure his reelection.
A Christian bus driver in Toronto, Canada, named Bill Watcott, has been charged with a so-called hate crime for distributing pamphlets saying homosexual behavior can lead to diseases and that Jesus can save homosexuals if they repent, reports the Christian Post. Arrested in Calgary and later returned to Toronto, the 51-year-old was charged with, quote, willful promotion of hatred against an identifiable group, namely the gay community, end quote. While the pamphlet cited the dangers of sexually transmitted diseases and the need to repent of sin, it neither encouraged hate against homosexuals nor advocated violence. Watcott, who has been fired from his job, said he was not given food for 24 hours in prison. Isaiah 5, verse 20 declares, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness." Bethany Christian Services of Greater Delaware Valley has confirmed that it changed its policies to allow staff to work with homosexual couples interested in fostering children in order to resume its foster work with the City of Philadelphia, reports the Christian Post. The move comes after the city stopped placing foster children with Bethany Christian Services and Catholic Social Services of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, after learning that the organizations enforced policies that prohibit the placement of children with homosexual couples. And finally, about 3 in 10 Christians say they have shared their faith with non-believers on their social media accounts, according to a study of 1,700 adults by the Barna Group. Barna said, quote, "Through posts, comments, and profiles, many Christians believe that technology and digital interactions have made evangelism easier. Still, spiritual conversations are fraught in a digital age, and younger generations are among the most cautious about engaging," end quote. Jesus said, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations," Matthew 28:19. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, July 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.